Hello and welcome back to the Common Colt Podcast. A Colts podcast with real takes and no clickbait. I'm Josh Hudgens and we are talking Jonathan Taylor, Colts fans. Shane Steichen had an interesting press conference today where he made some interesting comments about Jonathan Taylor. Let's go ahead and take a look and we'll talk about it.
Was Jonathan Taylor at the game in Houston?
No, he was not. And just in regards to Jonathan going forward, like he's on PUP, like we mentioned, for the next 2 weeks. And we're looking forward to getting him back.
Hey, Coach, you said we're looking forward to getting Jonathan Taylor back. I don't mean to be obtuse, but does that mean you have reason to believe that in week five he'll rejoin the team and be active?
He's on PUP, and once he gets off PUP, like I said, we're looking forward to getting him back.
So if you're not familiar with our show, we give one-word reactions. But before you give your one word in the comments, I want you to subscribe to our channel. We are so close to 2,000, so it would mean a bunch if you hit that subscribe button. But my one-word reaction is cautious. I am cautiously optimistic about this Jonathan Taylor situation. I think he might actually be coming back to the Colts. When I look at this comment by Shane Steichen, he didn't have to make this comment. He could have pulled one out of the Bill Belichick bag of tricks and said, next question. We're moving on. I'm not talking about that. But he chose to say what he said. Then I look back in the past where Chris Ballard has gone out and said, hey, we're going to work on this relationship. We don't want to give up on Jonathan Taylor. I look back last week when Jonathan Taylor posted a video working out in the Colts facility in Colts shorts. I look at all this stuff and knowing that Ballard said he wants Taylor back. And I know I'm taking that at face value, but it makes me believe that maybe, just maybe, this relationship is getting better. Because again, Shane Steichen today could have said he's not going to comment, but he chose to comment, and he chose to comment for a reason. And I think Jonathan Taylor being back on the Colts is huge. If that does happen, that's going to be so big for the team. Not only Anthony Richardson's development, which we know would be good to have a running back he can rely on, not only for the team's win and losses, because we've seen how good they look when they can run the ball, and I know it's the Texans, but man, oh man, did Zach Moss look good. But when you think about Jonathan Taylor with Shane Steichen, not only for this season, but long term, and the creativity that Shane Steichen is capable of that we've seen in just two games. I mean, look at the touchdown that Anthony Richardson scored on when he got the concussion. The play call, the play design was just awesome. So when I think about having Anthony Richardson in a quarterback and Jonathan Taylor in a running back and Josh Downs in the slot and the stuff that Shane Steichen can come up with, it would be awesome. And I think that's one of the biggest reasons why I think, man, if they could find a way to work this relationship out, boy, oh boy, would it be fun for the Colts offense for the next 4 or 5 years. Just fun to watch. Now, do I take Shane Steichen's comment totally at face value? And do I think Jonathan Taylor is 100% coming back? I don't. And I don't think you can. But I do think it does tend to give us a positive message. And it may be a slightly political coach speak message, but there's a lot of other things that could be said. So Colts fans, I do think that Jonathan Taylor, this relationship could be trending in a positive direction. We certainly haven't heard any negative reports recently. All we've heard is, hey, this guy can pass the physical. This guy is trending in a positive direction health-wise. He's in meetings. And now I'm hearing this from Shane Steichen. I'm curious what you guys think in the comments on how you think this relationship is going. I'm sure some of you are sick of hearing about it, but we've got to talk about it because he's a marquee player on our team. Guys, comment below what your thoughts are. Subscribe to our channel. Again, thanks for watching the Common Colt Podcast, and have a great day.